理课堂听 class.com。
Model Test 5, Section A. 11. You are late again. We've been expecting you for an hour. For what reason this time?
I'm terribly sorry. I couldn't start my car, and then I had to send for my mechanic to fix it. I really don't know things would turn out to be like this.
Question. What can we infer from the conversation? I enjoy all kinds of music. What kind of music do you like?
Rock and roll had appealed to me very much before I became fascinated with jazz. But now I think nothing can compare with classical music.
Question. What kind of music does the man like best? Professor Parker, we were wondering if we could sit in your English class.
I wish I could say yes, but if I accepted you two, I couldn't explain why I said no to a lot of others who have made the same request.
Question. What does the professor mean?
Dr. White, I was wondering if you could write a recommendation letter for me.
Well, I can write one for you, but I'll point out your limitation as well as your strength. I hope you won't mind. Usually, I won't just give someone a total good appraisal.
Question. What is the woman's attitude towards writing the recommendation letter? You haven't got the date fixed for the job interview yet, have you?
There is a long waiting list. I have to wait until my name gets to the top. Right now, I don't think I can do anything except waiting patiently.
Question. What do we learn about the woman from the conversation? I like the way you've done your hair, dear. It looks so natural and original.
Thank you. I'm surprised you noticed it, though. I spent the whole morning in the hair salon, and I really didn't know what would come out of it, Michael. The hairdresser told me it was done.
Question. What does the conversation tell us? I want to take the very next flight out to Albany.
Well, the very next one leaves in 2 hours. It goes to Jacksonville, where you can make a connection to your final destination. Would you like to get this one?
Question. How can the man get to his final destination? I'm sorry, madam. The train is somewhat behind the schedule. Could you please take a seat and I'll tell you as soon as we know something definite?
Thank you. I'll just sit here and read the magazine in the meantime.
Question. What can you conclude about the train from the conversation?
Now you'll hear two long conversations. Conversation 1. Our president, since leaving office 5 years ago, has spent a huge amount of time promoting AIDS awareness and prevention.
That is the thing I have been doing.
I know you just came back from Johannesburg, South Africa, part of your Six Nation tour of Africa.
Right. You know, Africa has been more affected by AIDS than any other place in the world.
Why?
I think that's partly because there were not systems in place both to prevent people from contracting it and spreading it.
How is your work getting on?
I think we are beginning to make some headway not only in Africa, but in other places where it's a problem.
Can you name some?
It is spreading worldwide, growing even faster now in terms of the rate of increase in the former Soviet Union and the Caribbean, India, China.
I know your foundation is making a great deal of progress. Is it reasonable to expect that it can be brought under control?
Well, yes. But you have to take care of education and prevention and care and treatment at the same time, and the two things speed up each other.
How should we understand they speed up each other?
When you've got to treat people, you've got to overcome any kind of cultural dislike. Talk about it and get young people to behave responsibly. And you've got to do whatever you can to get as many people tested as quickly as possible. But keep in mind that this is a disease that's 100% preventable.
19. What has the president been doing since leaving office?
Why has Africa been more affected by AIDS than any other place in the world?
21. How can a nation completely control AIDS? Conversation 2. Are you going to the fair next Saturday?
What fair?
The annual fair that Riverbell puts on the first Saturday in June to raise money for the Riverdale Hospital. The fair is being held on the university athletic field, just like in previous years. Haven't you noticed the tents that had already been set up?
Yes, I have. What are they for?
They are for the many special events and displays. And this year, there will be quite a few new events.
How about you? Will you go?
Yes, actually, I am going to help serve food at the refreshment tent for a few hours Saturday afternoon.
Do many people volunteer to help out?
Oh, yes. I like helping because I really enjoy seeing a lot of my friends at the food tent. Everybody loves to eat.
So that's it. I heard some other people talking about going to hear local bands. Everyone says that this year's show is supposed to be more exciting than all the others put together. That's the entertainment tent, right?
Right, but that event will be the evening before the fair on Friday. An auction will take place on Saturday afternoon, and there will be some real treasures for sale then. People donate all kinds of things. There will also be an art show on Saturday and a special games tent just for children.
And all the profits from the fair always go to support the hospital. What a good idea. Well, I need a couple of bookcases. Maybe I can find some at the auction. I'm glad you mentioned it.
22. What is the main purpose to hold the fair?
Where will the events take place?
24. What will the woman do during the fair?
25. What is the man's opinion of the auction? 1. Passage 1. Bill Gates, the head of the world's biggest computer software company, has a mission: to put computers on every office desk and in every home. Bill Gates has had this mission since he was a university student years ago. This deep personal interest, together with his technical skill and his business marketing skills, helped him to create a giant computer company and to make him wealthy. Although he is so wealthy, Bill Gates does not want to give up. He is still very interested in his vision, and he travels the globe from Beijing to London, making quick stops in cities to sell the new software products of his company. The central vision of Bill Gates is the information highway. This is a network of computers that will link every home, office, and shopping mall in the future. This computer network system will have an effect on business, shopping, and education. Bill Gates says that the main use of this new technology will be in communication. It will be a way to find people with common interests and to share opinions with them. But is this communication by computer along the information highway really a good thing? Won't we be sitting at home only socializing with our computer? No, says Bill Gates. In fact, the computer network will let us choose our intellectual direction. It will give us freedom. It will also bring good to society because it will allow for the spread of education. When more and more people receive education, the gap between rich and poor will be narrowed.
26. What helped Bill Gates to make such great achievement in IT industry? 27. What is typical of the information highway? 28. According to Bill Gates, what result will the information highway bring us? 2. Under normal conditions, the act of communication requires the presence of at least two persons, one who sends and one who receives the communication. In order to communicate thoughts and feelings, there must be a conventional system of signs or symbols which mean the same to the sender and the receiver. The means of sending communications are too numerous and varied for systematic classification. Therefore, the analyst must begin with the means of receiving communications. Reception of communication is achieved by our senses. Sight, hearing, and touch play the most important roles. Smell and taste play very limited roles. Examples of visual communication are gesture and imitation. Although both frequently accompany speech, there are systems that rely solely on sight, such as those used by deaf and dumb persons. Another means of communicating visually is by signals of fire, smoke, flags, or flashing lights. Feelings may be simply communicated by touch, such as by handshaking, although a highly developed system of handshaking disabled, blind, deaf, and dumb persons to communicate intelligently. Whistling to someone, clapping hands in a theater, and other forms of communication by sound rely upon the ear as a receiver. The most fully developed form of auditory communication is, of course, the spoken language. The means of communication mentioned so far have two features in common. They last only a short time, and the persons involved must be relatively close to each other. Therefore, all are restricted in time and space.
29. Why does the speaker analyze reception of communication first? What examples are taken when talking about visual communication? 31. What's the feature of means of communication discussed by the speaker? 3. Is it possible to persuade mankind to live without war? War is an ancient institution which has existed for at least 6,000 years. It was always bad and usually foolish, but in the past, the human race managed to live with it. Modern ingenuity has changed this. Either man will abolish war, or war will abolish man. For the present, it is nuclear weapons that cause the most serious danger. But bacteriological or chemical weapons may, before long, offer an even greater threat. If we succeed in abolishing nuclear weapons, our work will not be done. It will never be done until we have succeeded in abolishing war. There are those who say that the adoption of this or that ideology would prevent war. I believe this to be a big error. All ideologies are based upon dogmatic statements which are, at best, doubtful, and at worst, totally false. Their adherents believe in them so fanatically that they are willing to go to war in support of them. To prevent war, we need to persuade mankind to look upon international questions in a new way. It is not easy to change very old mental habits. But this is what must be attempted for the survival of human beings.
32. Compared with wars in the past, what is war like today? 33. What does the speaker believe about ideology? 34. What is the best way to prevent war according to the speaker? 35. What's the speaker's attitude towards war? 6. 90% of Americans know that most of their compatriots are overweight. But just 40% believe themselves to be too fat. Government statistics show that more than 60% of the U.S. population is overweight, and half is obese, meaning they are at serious risk of health effects from their weight. But the Pew Research Center telephone survey of more than 2,000 adults finds that many people overestimate how tall they are and underestimate how much they weigh, and thus do not rate themselves as overweight, even when they are. The survey finds that most Americans, including those who say they are overweight, agree that personal behavior, rather than genetic disposition or marketing by food companies, is the main reason people are overweight. In particular, the public says that a failure to get enough exercise is the most important reason, followed by a lack of willpower about what to eat. About half the public also says that the kinds of foods marketed at restaurants and grocery stores are a very important cause, and roughly a third says the same about the effect of genetics and heredity. And at least some people appear to have given up on dieting to control their weight. One in four respondents in the survey say they are currently dieting, and 52% say they have dieted at some point in their lives. In a poll taken 15 years ago, the percentage of adults who reported having ever dieted was slightly higher, 57%. Those surveyed agree that maintaining a healthy weight is important. Virtually everyone agrees that a person's weight has an impact on the chances for a long and healthy life. Now the passage will be read again. 90% of Americans know that most of their compatriots are overweight, but just 40% believe themselves to be too fat. Government statistics show that more than 60% of the U.S. population is overweight, and half is obese, meaning they are at serious risk of health effects from their weight. But the Pew Research Center telephone survey of more than 2,000 adults finds that many people overestimate how tall they are and underestimate how much they weigh, and thus do not rate themselves as overweight, even when they are. The survey finds that most Americans, including those who say they are overweight, agree that personal behavior, rather than genetic disposition or marketing by food companies, is the main reason people are overweight. In particular, the public says that a failure to get enough exercise is the most important reason, followed by a lack of willpower about what to eat. About half the public also says that the kinds of foods marketed at restaurants and grocery stores are a very important cause, and roughly a third says the same about the effect of genetics and heredity. And at least some people appear to have given up on dieting to control their weight. One in four respondents in the survey say they are currently dieting. And 52% say they have dieted at some point in their lives. In a poll taken 15 years ago, the percentage of adults who reported having ever dieted was slightly higher, 57%. Those surveyed agree that maintaining a healthy weight is important. Virtually everyone agrees that a person's weight has an impact on the chances for a long and healthy life. Now, the passage will be read for the third time. 90% of Americans know that most of their compatriots are overweight, but just 40% believe themselves to be too fat. Government statistics show that more than 60% of the U.S. population is overweight, and half is obese, meaning they are at serious risk of health effects from their weight. But the Pew Research Center telephone survey of more than 2,000 adults finds that many people overestimate how tall they are and underestimate how much they weigh, and thus do not rate themselves as overweight, even when they are. The survey finds that most Americans, including those who say they are overweight, agree that personal behavior, rather than genetic disposition or marketing by food companies, is the main reason people are overweight. In particular, the public says that a failure to get enough exercise is the most important reason, followed by a lack of willpower about what to eat. About half the public also says that the kinds of foods marketed at restaurants and grocery stores are a very important cause, and roughly a third says the same about the effect of genetics and heredity. And at least some people appear to have given up on dieting to control their weight. One in four respondents in the survey say they are currently dieting, and 52% say they have dieted at some point in their lives. In a poll taken 15 years ago, the percentage of adults who reported having ever dieted was slightly higher, 57%. Those surveyed agree that maintaining a healthy weight is important. Virtually everyone agrees that a person's weight has an impact on the chances for a long and healthy life.